Russell Ray Bertram was convicted of first-degree murder in 2016. A jury found that he intentionally killed his girlfriend with a shotgun while they were hunting in Gregory County in 2009. Bertram appeals his conviction on 2 points. He says the prosecution should not have been allowed to introduce evidence of his infidelity to his girlfriend, and he says the judge should have allowed the jury to know that he had taken a polygraph. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case Wednesday, October 4th. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
The murder victim came from the Philippines at the age of 22 to marry a 73-year-old Bridgewater man. After about 5 years, Lanilla Stickney left her husband and started seeing Russell Ray Bertram. During their relationship, Bertram took Lanilla to an insurance agency where she got a $750,000 life policy. Later, Bertram took out another smaller policy on her. Bertram contends that during the trial, the state asked a question. Why was Bertram's attorney for insurance matters certain that Bertram had not intentionally killed the victim? And the only true answer hinged on a polygraph test commissioned by the lawyer. At oral argument, Sioux Falls attorney Michael Butler spoke for Bertram. He tells justices that the state opened the door to presenting evidence that Bertram had taken a polygraph, but Sixth Circuit Judge Kathleen Trandall didn't allow it because the jury could infer that Bertram had passed the test.
That was the only reason for Judge Trandall's decision. She didn't disagree. They opened the door. They did. She didn't agree with their argument. It was collateral. She didn't agree with them that this was an admission of polygraph for the truth of the matter asserted. She cited the very case we cited in the brief, right down the line. I mean, analytically, we agreed with Judge Trandall down the line until that point, where her only concern was, how do I instruct the jury so they don't misuse it?
The state was represented at oral arguments by Assistant Attorney General Paul Swedland. He tells justices the polygraph results are not admissible for any purpose in South Dakota and that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld that prohibition.
Since a defendant has no protectable interest in introducing unreliable scientific evidence, the Sheppard Court ruled that an absolute ban on the admission of polygraph evidence for any purpose, whether for impeachment or confrontation, quote, offends no constitutional principle.
Swedland says the U.S. Supreme Court's Scheffer opinion found that polygraphs are little more reliable than the toss of a coin. The South Dakota Supreme Court will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.